Oh, good morning and good afternoon. And as I said on the Joe Mobley show last night, good evening and good night. Since what? How appropriate, since we're living in a Truman world, right? Truman world. So that kind of brings in a full circle to today's show. Today's show is episode 387, which is the 15th gathering, right? This is the fourth month that we're headed into. Your truth, my truth, and the truth, right? Like ministry of truth. So I'm keeping an eye on the clock. Lucy's going to come here in a few minutes. And it's all about which truth do you want to believe, right? And we're hitting a critical point here in all of this. Because, you know, we're big into just reminding you, you know, you got something coming up in 20 days called an election that you need to participate in. And you're probably hearing a lot of noise. You've been hearing it for a long time, for a couple years, right? So which truth are you going to listen to? You're going to listen to politicians and candidates. You're going to listen to leaders of parties like Ron McDaniel, who keeps telling people to go vote early, but in person. No, you don't do that. You don't. That you vote the day of, and you vote in person, and you bring a blue ballpoint pen. That's how this works. That's how it's always worked. That's what, because there's the problem with those machines, right? Machines. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because it matters, because it affects your life. These things, these people that get selected, elitists that get selected into office, ruin your life, right? And they've been doing it for decades. We just started to clue in. COVID was just an eye-opener for us, right? 2020, 2020 vision. So, and you know where all this all came from? Came because they took God out of the society. They took God out of the schools. And then they started indoctrinating the kids. Kids, notice kids, like remember that from last week's episode 382, GOAT, greatest of all time with the kids. Lucy's holding that in for like a month and a half. I yelled at her after the show. I said, how could you hold that in for that long when you knew the GOAT thing put me over the edge? And then you knew about that kids. And anyway, listen to that episode again, 382. I listened to it at 5 o'clock this morning. I start listening to episodes now. What I'm doing instead of turning on the TV at night when I go to sleep, I listen to Lucy. So that it's like, then when I do talk to her, I'm like, that's enough Lucy for today. But it's not, because then I'll listen to another episode. But anyway, that's the whole point. The point of what she's going to talk about today is pretty big, but it's about different truths. Which truths you're going to believe, and which truths are you going to stand up as the poop's hitting the fan, right? I'm just going to be honest. We talk about it all the time. The economic system here in the United States, dollars all going to crash. And I know that you're probably like, Shell, you're just making this up. No, I'm not. It is. So the thing you need to do is be prepared spiritually, be prepared in your faith, because that's the only thing that's going to get you through all this, especially if you have taken the non-vaccine bioweapon. You want to make sure you repent for that. So it's 10:05. Just give me 2 seconds here, Lucy, because I got to plug something else for you. So not only do I want you to watch the past episodes, the past couple ones have been outstanding. 373 is my new fave. 382, which I strongly recommend, which was last week's episode. And then also what Lucy did last Wednesday, and I'm going to give her total kudos for this. We did some recordings for the midterm boot camp that's put on by Defend Your Union. That's Raj Doraisamy's group. And literally no prep, no nothing. She planted herself in here. So all right, let's go record this first take, no edits, no nothing. And that's episode, I made it an episode so you can see it, because it's that good, episode 384. So I encourage you to watch that, share that with tons of people. It's Get Serious, Fear God, and Win. If you want to take the boot camp, it's only $20. It's really cheap. And if that's too much, we're not going to leave any person on the battlefield who wants to get involved. So there's a scholarship. You just email Raj and he'll say, okay, that's fine. And that's midtermbootcamp.com. All of that information, I've stuck it there on the cryon, everythinghomeaboutus.com. It connects together, right? All of these websites, they all overlap each other. And then of course, Jesus Rocks Live. That's in the Everything Home About Us. So just click on that. And if you want to join the newsletter, I'm going to get Lucy to start contributing to it. So then you get, and you can put in prayer requests and all that fun stuff. You can text the word action to 91776. It's 10:06. She's staring at me. So keep this in mind. If you want to get some facts, you want truth about those voting machines that control your life, because they control the people that make the decisions that actually ruin your life, that are ruining your kids' lives now. Episode that I just stuck on all of the platforms, including Frank Speech and Rumble, is votingmachinesfacts.com. And that is the summit that we had here with 17 experts. There's some mind-blowing information in there. So that's the truth, right? So get the truth And now it's time to get your God on, right? So if you can grab your pen and paper, put on that common sense cap, tighten your belt of truth, and hold on to your hats, because it's going to be one heck of an episode about truth today. So everythinghomeaboutus.com, that'll connect you to Jesus Rocks Live, and everything's on there. Join the newsletter, watch the past shows, and then join us this Friday, because Lucy is coming to join me Friday on brighteon.tv. I texted her last night. She didn't respond, which means I'm going to tell you today. So now she's accountable. So she'll be joining me on my brighteon.tv show at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern time, because we need to get all this out there to everybody on yet another platform. So we'll be doing it together. How nice. For the full hour. And that's, I'm doing it right now because she's standing next to me. All right, Lucy. There you go.
All right. Thanks, Michelle.
Yep. See you on Friday.
Thanks for making that offer that I can't refuse now.
Yeah, you have no choice. You have no choice.
Hi, everybody. It's so good to be back. Thank you, Michelle, for that amazing intro and kind words. All right. So we are going to start today. We got a busy day today and we're going to have some fun. We can still have fun. God does have a sense of humor. And even though we're in this storm, we can find joy because that's fruit of the Spirit. So if you're able to stand, the song I chose this morning is Good Grace. If you can look it up and you want to sing along with the words. If not, just lift your voice. La, 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 whatever. There's actually a section in the song where we can just lift our voices, because our voices is what God wants to hear. It doesn't matter if you can sing, if you're a professional singer, you don't have to be. Worship means worship, just that. Just lift up your voice and just tell God how much we love him. So that's what we're going to do.
People come together, strangers, neighbors. Our blood is one. Children of generations, of every nation, kingdom come. Don't let your heart be troubled. Hold your head up high, don't fear no evil. Fix your eyes on this one truth. God is madly in love with you. Take courage, hold on, be strong. Remember where our help comes from. Oh, 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 oh. Lift your voices with faith. Oh, 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 oh. Jesus. Our salvation is in his blood. Jesus, light of heaven, friend forever, his kingdom come. Don't let your heart be troubled. Hold your head up, I don't fear no evil. Fix your eyes on me. One truth, God is madly in love with you. Take courage, hold on, be strong. Remember where our help comes from. Sing it. Oh, 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 oh. Hearts, good grace, good God. His name is Jesus. Let's sing that again. Swing wide, all you heavens. Let the praise go up as the walls come down. All creation, everything with breath, repeat the sound. All his children, clean hands, pure hearts, good grace, good God. His name is Jesus. What's his name? Sing it out. Redemption, our salvation. His blood, yes it is. Jesus, light of heaven, friend forever, His kingdom come.
Oh, Father God, we are so thankful for this day. This is the day that You have made, my God, and we will be glad and rejoice in it. Father God, though we are seeing the waves and the storms all around us on every side, we will fear no evil because You are with us, Father God. Your Son, Jesus, You sent Him to be the mighty anchor for us, Father God, and we love You for that. Speak today, Father God. Teach us. Show us Your truth today, Father God. It's all we ask. We love You, God. We love You, God. We love Your Son, and it's in His name, Jesus, that we ask. Thank You, God. Thank You, God. All right. So please get your Bibles out because we're going to start right in Scripture today. We're going to start off with, where's my notes? Give me one second here. I got to get my notes straight. Okay, we're going to start off with Proverbs 14, verse 34. Godliness makes a nation great, but sin is a disgrace to any people. We need to return to be a godly nation. Please turn with me now to Isaiah 59. And this is so appropriate because I know most of you saw the Durham debacle yesterday, twice. So here we have John Durham, who has never lost a case in his entire career, been nicknamed the Destroyer because he's never lost a case his entire career, and he just lost two back to back. Isaiah 59, verse 14. Our courts oppose the righteous, and justice is nowhere to be found. Truth stumbles in the streets, and honesty has been outlawed. Yes, truth is gone, and anyone who renounces evil is attacked. Isn't that where we are right now? Continuing on, the Lord looked and was displeased to find there was no justice. He was amazed to see that no one intervened to help the oppressed. We need to stand. We need to stand. Turn with me now to Zechariah chapter 8. Zechariah chapter 8. Beginning at verse 15. But now I am determined to bless Jerusalem and the people of Judah, so don't be afraid. But this is what you must do. Tell the truth to each other. Render verdicts in your courts that are just and that lead to peace. Don't scheme against each other. Stop your love of telling lies that you swear are the truth. I hate all these things, says the Lord. Okay. Your truth, my truth, the truth. So I'm going to read, because we have a ministry of truth. Joe Biden gave us a ministry of truth. Maricopa County gave us a ministry of truth. I'm going to read, what is the ministry of truth? Yeah, go ahead, put it up. So Maricopa County creates the ministry of truth to silence the gateway pundit. So let's read, according to George Orwell, what is the ministry of truth? How does one oppress an entire superstate of people? Through a carefully orchestrated, super specialized system of government. These inner party members, known as INGSOC, those guys behind the scenes, pull the strings. They came up with an ingenious idea when they rose to power after World War II. With the help of a constant surveillance, a completely new language called newspeak that is designed to weed out words deemed unnecessary and therefore shrink the potential for free thought and several specialized government ministries. The inner party will keep the masses oppressed and diligently serve INGSOC. One of these ministries is the Ministry of Truth, shortened to Mini-True. It deals with history, art, news, and education. Going on, The Ministry of Truth is a propaganda machine. The irony is that all it does is lie. How genius is that as a political tactic? Name your Bureau of Propaganda and outright deceit, the Ministry of Truth. No wonder the INSOC guys managed to hold on to their power. So how does the ministry work? Well, imagine if your entire life was flooded with nonstop political ads telling you why candidate A is so amazing or candidate B is so terrible. Now, imagine there is only candidate A, and everything in your life is designed to tell you why candidate A is amazing, has always been amazing, and will be amazing until the end of time, and has never, ever, ever been wrong about anything, ever. That is exactly what the Ministry of Truth does to its citizens of Oceania. Scary, right? Well, what's scarier actually is how the Ministry of Truth goes about doing this. So let's take a look at the real life Ministry of Truth.
Brand new research by Gallup says American trust in the mass media is at its lowest point since 2016 and near a record low overall.
Jeff Zucker has announced his immediate resignation as the president of CNN. This comes amid an investigation into what Jeff Zucker calls a consensual relationship.
What happened and where CNN goes from here?
You were caught masturbating on camera. You since then have been on leave from CNN. Do I have all that right?
You got it all right. Sad to say.
The biggest media story this weekend, it's the firing of Chris Cuomo from this network, CNN. Late Wednesday, a lawyer contacted CNN with a sexual misconduct complaint about Cuomo.
Joining me now, the man who accused Don Lemon of sexual assault. His accuser claims Lemon started rubbing himself.
But the even bigger point, I think, is about what the press is. Is it produced by reporters or by repeaters? Repeaters are the talk radio shouters. They're on TV and radio telling the same story every day. President Trump.
President Trump.
President Trump.
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 Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Telling the same story every day.
Repeaters are Twitter trolls who anonymously amplify propaganda and try to wear the rest of us down with their repetition.
January 6th.
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 Repetition.
The January 6th insurrection.
The insurrection.
The insurrection.
The insurrection.
The insurrection.
The insurrection.
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 Repetition.
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 So much of what they are repeating is from reporters, from the people paid to figure out what is true.
There are widely held conspiracy theory that the coronavirus was created in a Chinese laboratory.
Dr. Fauci, thank you for keeping it straight. Thank you for fighting the good fight.
We know the science. We know that masks work.
What we have now is a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is really now a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
This is now a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated.
What does Putin have on Trump? Has Trump been compromised?
But it does look like that young man to me is taunting the Native American Vietnam vet, and he's in his face.
There is no evidence of any wrongdoing by either Hunter or Joe Biden.
There's no evidence of wrongdoing by either Joe or Hunter Biden.
What you're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations that have been burning in Kenosha.
But this isn't about ideology.
The biggest terror threat in this country comes from radicals on the far right, primarily white men.
As a white woman aware of my own privilege in this country, I am so angry, and I can't even begin.
Now, too many see the protests as the problem. No, the problem is what forced your fellow citizens to take to the streets.
A few moments later.
We're here inside CNN Center. Taping. We just threw something on fire, Chris. Something's on fire.
Nick, you all right?
We're getting out of here, Chris.
All right.
We are not fake news. We are real news.
And now the two faces of Hillary Clinton are coming out. The fact, through WikiLeaks, that she says one thing and...
Oh, no. All right, let's see if we can get Congressman Collins back. Obviously, we just lost the satellite feed. That sucks.
Routinely at these rallies, we are hearing a chant of CNN sucks.
This is CNN, the most trusted name in
the world. CNN sucks, man.
Okay. Woo! hope you had fun with that. So huge shout out to the Daily Wire for putting that together, because that's just brilliant. But this is how God wins. This is how we win. God's truth wins every time. This is not true. This is, we're in the ministry of truth. We're literally living their movies and books. So I went to the dictionary because that's what I do. I'm a homeschool mom. And one thing I've always taught my children, when they have to define a word, I've always been really strict about it. You cannot use the word in the definition, because then you're not defining the word. Well, I looked up all of these collegiate, I looked up the word truth in all of them, like the main collegiate dictionaries, Oxford. According to Oxford, the word truth are true facts about something rather than things that have been invented or guessed. So that doesn't answer what is truth. Cambridge Dictionary, a fact or idea that people accept is true. That doesn't tell me what truth is. The Collins Dictionary, another one that's used on college campi around the country. The truth about something is that the facts about it rather than imagined or invented. Again, they're using the word in the definition, and I don't know what the word true means. Only Merriam-Webster had the best definition of truth, and they said it was the body of real things, events, or facts. It was an actuality or the state of fact, and a transcendent, fundamental, or spiritual reality. So that gave us the best definition of truth. But it's really interesting, because this is why we're in the mess we're in as God's people. What's true? We've been relying on our pastors and teachers, and we know where they've been leading us. So what's the truth? So now we have your truth, my truth. Remember the New Age, we're all gods. You're your own God. And we had all those Enlightenment philosophers, right? Descartes, John Locke, Socrates, Plato, our own Hegel, who gave us the Hegelian dialect, right? Kierkegaard, Marx, Engels, Nietzsche. They all have different varieties of truth. And they all realized that there is no way to unite. We still need to unite the people in one universal absolute truth. And with all of these Enlightenment philosophers, they all had different ways of their truth. And so how did they come up with there's still a problem. You need a universal truth that everybody can jump onto and believe in. That's where we got Darwinism, the humanistic worldviews, and our heliocentric system, and all birthed out of the Eastern philosophies, the philosophers defining truth. So truth is really under heavy attack, as you've seen in that CNN clip and in Maricopa County. I mean, we literally have a ministry of truth. You have to fill out an application if you want to question anybody in the Maricopa County Elections Department as a reporter. You have to fill out an application, and you basically have to sign that saying, I will not ask any challenging questions. I do not have any opposing views. And I'm just, you know, going to let you speak and tell me what your truth is. I mean, seriously, that's where we are. You know, it's a spiritual, we're in a spiritual world, right? What is spirituality? New Age? You're your own God. And when you're your own God, you're creating your own God. So my God loves my sins. Are you kidding? My God forgives me for everything of my, right? I don't have to do anything. I can still, he suits my personal preferences. Yeah, it doesn't work out that way. John 3:19 says men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. So yeah, when you don't want to know the truth, you latch onto those lies, and we all know who the father of lies is, right? Interestingly, we went from a modern life, modernism, to postmodernism, okay? And that's where we are now. So modernism is human reason is the arbiter of all truth. The final arbiter of truth is human reason. Now we're in postmodernism, where we dismiss the possibility of any sure and settled knowledge of truth. Truth exists in postmodernism, but the only reliable way to determine truth is through the scientific method. You see, science is a religion now. How many times did you hear, we trust the science, we trust the science? I'm sure there's one of those videos, trust the science. Science says, science says, science says, trust the science. Science says, because it's a religion, it's a god. Science is a god. In the postmodern world, anything goes as long as it's yours. So there's no evil or no good. Interestingly, if you have strong convictions in this postmodern society, like if you're like absolutely sure of what is right and wrong, like I'm absolutely sure that you cannot change your biological makeup and become the opposite gender. I am absolutely sure that a biological man cannot give birth. Well, then you're seen as arrogant, naive, elitist, supremacist, oppressive, intolerant, and just plain wrong. How dare you challenge my truth with facts and logic? This is where we live today, guys. This is where we're living. The goal of postmodernism, it's a widespread rejection of all truth, and it's to systematically destroy every claim of truth. And what they use, well, you saw the MKUltra in that little clip, repetition. That's what MKUltra is. Say the same thing over and over and over again. Expose yourself to it over and over and over and over again. And eventually you'll believe it. Okay. Funny, if you ever watched Seinfeld back in the day, there was an episode where George Seinfeld was trying to teach his friends how to lie because they were trying to get out of something. And he said, just remember, it's not a lie if you believe it. There we are. So what they use to accomplish this is relativism, subjectivism, dissecting of clear definitions. So we've got to muddle the definitions of words, relentless and deliberate questioning and exaggeration of everything that is true. And we need to cultivate an environment of uncertainty about everything. There's no certainty anywhere. And that's where we are today. That's where we are. In a nutshell, we are living in George Orwell, 1984. We're going to have to break for Brighteon right now. Sorry, Brighteon. Go to JesusRocksLive.com and catch the rest, because now we're getting into the Bible. So now we're getting into the meat.